On Tuesday afternoon, Vermont lawmakers gave final approval to a first-in-the-nation consumer protection bill. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, critics say the legislation could severely disrupt the state's outdoor recreation industry.
You know that fine print you have to sign off on when you buy a ski pass? The legalese you've probably never even bothered to read? Vermont Ski Areas Association President Molly Mahar says there's a good reason it's there.
It's very helpful for us if we have a document that someone has signed acknowledging the inherent risks.
Helpful, Mahar says, because it can limit the amount of financial liability a ski area faces if someone gets hurt on the slopes. But according to Mahar, legislation approved by the Vermont legislature on Tuesday would put a serious dent in those legal safeguards by changing the laws that govern certain contract provisions. Now that the legislation, called Senate Bill 105, has won final passage in the State House, Mahar has a clear message for Governor Phil Scott.
Veto this bill. This threatens the recreation industry by completely undermining all the basic principles of recreation law.
Burlington Representative Selena Colburn has a different request of Scott.
So I urge the governor to stand with working Vermonters and sign 105.
Colburn says the bill will protect people from all manner of unfair contract practices in all sorts of legal arenas. Windham County Senator Jeanette White offered up a real-life example of the kind of employment contract the legislation would prohibit.
If you have a sexual harassment complaint, you have 6 hours to report it from the time it happened. You have 2 minutes to give a deposition. You have to go to Nevada to press your case.
The legislation discourages these kinds of terms by creating something called a presumption of unconscionability for certain contract provisions. Unconscionable is actually a term of art in the legal world and refers to something so unjust or so unfair that no reasonable person would willingly agree to it. A contract in which someone waives the statute of limitations to file a claim, for instance, would be presumed to be unconscionable under the legislation. Colburn says there's a reason many corporations use these sorts of provisions.
It's to silence consumers, workers, and victims who enter into these contracts on a take-it-or-leave-it basis.
But ski areas aren't the only ones concerned about the bill. The organization that puts on the Vermont City Marathon in Burlington, for example, and Special Olympics Vermont have also cautioned lawmakers against the legislation. Allow the bill to go into law, and Ski Association President Molly Mahar says the recreation industry could suddenly find itself on shaky ground.
It means that it's going to be difficult for us to get liability insurance. It's going to drive the cost of liability insurance up.
The governor's legal counsel, Jay Pershing Johnson, says the legislation could have a similarly disruptive impact on tech industries that offer low-cost software products or local nonprofits trying to provide recreational amenities.
If you're a YMCA with a pool, you're going to sign, you're going to have somebody sign that waiver of claims.
Johnson says the courts already have the latitude to decide whether a contract term is unconscionable, and she says they regularly do. Representative Selena Colburn, though, says the problem is that consumers assume once they sign these contracts, they've waived the right to file legitimate claims.
In the face of such terms, most working people simply abandon their claims.
Vermont would be the first state in the nation to enact the language in the legislation, and the governor's lawyer, Jay Pershing Johnson, says that makes the bill even more problematic. She says the governor has not decided yet whether he'll veto the bill or allow it to go into law. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.